This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the NCERT book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary is unfortunate and the government is looking at the matter very seriously. Mr. Pradhan said he directed the NCERT to withdraw and cancel all books and added that the government has no intention for contempt of judicial system. Earlier, Supreme Court imposed a blanket ban on Class 8 NCERT book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary. The apex court also ordered a seizure of all physical copies, along with takedown of its digital forms. The bench posted the matter for further hearing on 11 March. Pakistan has declared an open war against Afghanistan after the Taliban administration said that its forces killed and captured several Pakistani soldiers during a cross-border offensive. In a social media post, Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif said Pakistan's patience has reached its limit and now it is open war between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Pakistan carried out airstrikes targeting Afghan cities, including Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia, after a fresh round of clashes between the two sides. A monthly DDR-cum-DLMC review meeting was convened yesterday under the chairmanship of East Siang Deputy Commissioner Sonalika Jiwani to conduct a thorough review of the progress of critical projects, revenue generation, and the implementation of government schemes. The session was aimed at assessing the performance of various departments and line departments of the district. DC Jiwani meticulously reviewed the status of critical infrastructure projects and took detailed assessment of various state and centrally funded schemes being executed by different departments across the district, the progress of implementation and ground-level challenges were scrutinized to ensure timely delivery of benefits to the intended beneficiaries. DC Jiwani also placed special emphasis on fiscal performance, especially reviewing the revenue generation department. She also directed to expedite the process to meet the district's revenue targets. Vikshit Bharat Youth Parliament was successfully organized by My Bharat Itanagar in collaboration with Dehradun Government College at the conference room of the college on the significant theme 50 Years of Emergency, a Lesson for Indian Democracy. The program was chaired by Dr. M.Q. Khan, Principal Dehradun Government College, and witnessed enthusiastic participation from students, making the event intellectually vibrant and engaging. Gopesh Pandey, Deputy Director, in his welcome speech addressed the gathering with the objectives of the Vikshit Bharat Youth Parliament Initiative and underlined the importance of revisiting the emergency period in order to understand the constitutional safeguards, democratic institutions and civil liberties that define the Indian Republic. A two-day training and demonstration program on mushroom cultivation technology was successfully concluded today at the Mushroom Development Center, GTC Pasighat, organized by Department of Horticulture, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The program saw an overwhelming response with over 50 trainee farmers in attendance, including progressive farmers, unemployed youth and members of various self-help groups of Pasighat, Mebo, Ruksin Circle and also from Alo West Siang District. Khonsa Battalion of Assam Rifles organized a solemn red-laying ceremony on Wednesday to pay tribute to late rifleman Muhammad Rajan, who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. The ceremony was held at the Battalion War Memorial, where the commandant and personnel of the unit laid wreaths and offered floral tributes in honor of the fallen soldier. A three-day skill development training program on species diversification to augment productivity and return from carp polyculture was conducted by Kolkata Center of ICAR Central Institute of Fisheries Education Mumbai in collaboration with the Department of Fisheries at Roing. The program is the initial activity of empowering the fish farmers by imparting practical knowledge and skills to meet the increasing fish demand. The objective is to increase the income of socially backward farmers by at least twofold, thus improving their livelihood standards and ultimately enhancing the total fish production of the state. A three-year program comprising demonstration at farmer ponds along with capacity building on diversified carp aquaculture with the introduction of high-value and fast-growing compatible species has also been undertaken. India Meteorological Department has forecasted scattered and moderate rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Kerala and Mahi till tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim till Sunday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.